We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee, or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new cinnamon pull apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Right now, I'm going to go around the room. Who's ready? Gandhi.
Yes, I'm ready. All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. I have a new episode of my podcast dropping today. So I take this time to tell everyone to please go listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And today's was actually with a comedian named Jared Freed, who talks about all things relationship as well in a very hilarious way. So it flows together with what we were talking about today.
Oh. Very nice.
And Diamond's in it because she's unfixable. I just want to put that out there.
Broken. She's broken, broken and unfixable.
Shattered.
Shattered in a million, but she's shooting the fingers at you. She's like, yeah, sauce on the side. Everyone's loving your podcast.
Thank you. I'm having a really good time.
Hey, producer Sam, what's up with you today? I don't know how to.
Scary, can you run the board?
Please help me. Okay, hi. All
right. Hi. So I was embarrassed in my own home yesterday, and I felt so apologetic, and it wasn't even my fault. So I'm sitting on the couch without pants because I'm alone and and the door opens up, and I turn around, and it is my dog walker. He got the dates wrong when he's supposed to come and walk my dog, so he just let himself into my apartment. And there I am, again, thankfully with my little couch blanket, but my neighbors just heard, "Wah! Josh!" And the poor guy also screamed because he was taken aback. And yeah, it turns out he wrote the wrong date down. But that was one of the most humiliating moments in my adult life.
Well, you had
it wasn't
a blanket.
Even my fault.
You had a blanket over your parts.
Yeah, but you're not really expecting people when you're not wearing pants, no matter what's also on you.
Were you wearing underwear or were you buttholing your blanket?
No, we don't butthole.
Okay, good.
No buttholing.
Okay. No. Froggy, what's up with you today?
So starting back in February, a friend of ours challenged me to do push-ups with them, how many I could do. And when I started off, I could only do about 20 at a time, and then I would be done. Today, I crossed the 60 threshold.
Whoa! Froggy! Good for you, Frog.
I can do 60 at once now, and it's proof that if you just start small, do a little bit at a time, you will reach a goal, and you just have to keep going. So
keep going.
Very, good can't job. Believe I can actually do 60 because 20 was a big deal at first. But yep, so you can do it.
Well, you're a big deal. Congratulations.
I wouldn't go that far, but yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Hello, Danielle.
I am amazed at how alike so many of us are. Like this morning, Sam was telling me, I'm going back to you and your butt and underwear, but
oh, heavens.
Sam this morning was telling me she forgot underwear in her room. And she's like me because she has another half in the house. She puts her clothes out every night so that you don't have to bother your other half.
Mm-hmm.
But she forgot underwear.
this happens to me all the time, where I have to sneak upstairs to the room, put my flashlight on so I don't wake up Sheldon, go to find underwear because I forgot underwear. It's crazy how so many of us are alike and do the same stupid things because we want to be considerate.
When you wake up in the dark, you really have to live that weird like that life in a cave.
It's crazy. And I think about how many times I forget underwear. It's amazing because I go, I don't understand. Again, I forgot to put my underwear out. Like, what's wrong with me?
And don't say you could turn yesterday's inside out.
No, don't do that.
All right, Scary, what's up?
Some parents, can you teach your kids some manners? Let me say this, okay? I live at the top of my building, near the top floor. I get in the lobby with a mother and a son who's maybe like 7, 8 years old. The kid starts pressing all the buttons because he likes the lights.
The lights are so pretty.
Oh, and they get off on the fifth floor, and I'm looking at her, and she goes, yeah, he just likes to, play. I'm like, that's nice. Play in your own time. Play when there's nobody else in the
Did you say that?
No, I was thinking.
You should say something. I have to wait 45 more floors because your son thinks lights are pretty.
I gave her the crap eating grin, like, okay,
that didn't fix anything.
No, it did not fix it, but I wasn't going
to. Did she try to stop him from doing it?
No, she didn't. Go ahead, go play. Press 3, 4, 5.
Oh, hell no.
No, I would say something. Get out of here. Get out of my elevator.
You got to say something.
Next time, push the emergency stop. Now you all have to suffer.
Yeah, there you go. Straight Nate, what's up?
Okay, so a lot of people wear wristwatches, right? I wear one. Mm-hmm. Danielle
people
does.
Do, absolutely.
Okay, so did you know that they were actually designed to be worn on the inside of your wrist? Does anybody know why?
No.
Okay, the reason being, it was started with the military, and they didn't want anything flashy that would be reflective that the enemy would see from across the way. Huh. So they started wearing their watches on the inside so the light wouldn't catch the face, and then they would see where they were hiding. That's why... They were originally worn like this.
Yeah, but if you wear it that way, you crack the thing.
Well, I think getting shot over breaking your watch is probably a little bit.
You're clearly visible today.
I got you. I think those are your only two choices.
We always learn something from Straight Nate. All right.